Coverage of the Vietnam War in American media and academics typically focuses on U.S. soldiers. For writer Katsi Vilayfawn, that has also shaped many misconceptions about refugees from Southeast Asia.
There have been mixed emotions for me watching Ken Burns' The Vietnam War. I appreciate that much of it comes from interviews with not only Americans, but also the Vietnamese, former soldiers of North and South armies, the Viet Minh, province chiefs, sons and daughters of government officials. Some names don't even have a corresponding title, just where they're from. These are regular people, and they are retelling their own history. It's a rather welcome change, because studying wars and living through them are completely different narratives. We Americans call it the Vietnam War. However, in Vietnam, it's the American War. For people like my parents, refugees from Laos, also fighting their own civil war, also suffering from a history of French colonialism, Japanese occupation, and U.S. flip-flopping diplomacy, it's not called anything. We don't talk about it, even now. We just accepted what's been said, just like the American public. During my childhood, I had always believed my parents emigrated here, dreaming of a new life, choosing the United States as their new home. Little did I know about the choices refugees get to make. Communists or royalists leave the only home they'd ever known or remain to face soldiers, have me, the firstborn child, in a refugee camp in a country not of their origin, or live in one with an uncertain future. Go elsewhere, not knowing what freedoms would exist for them, or accept being citizens of the very country that made them refugees in the first place. Listening to a history that's excluded them entirely, or being called ungrateful for daring to challenge the government that took them in. It's been over 40 years. What do we get to talk about then? To really understand a war, you'd have to live through it all, or perhaps I should say, survived it. But I doubt that anyone who has ever seen that much wants to relive it. That's not to say you weren't impacted by the war if you weren't inside of it. I was born after the wars ended in 1975. But because my mom gave birth in a refugee camp, my American identity is rooted in my green card status. While my entire upbringing has been American, I've never seen pictures of my parents' youth. Their silence about their life before America only ignites my curiosity about how we got here and why U.S. history lessons about Vietnam did not include Laos or Cambodia. It also leaves me conflicted looking back at the racist neighbors we had growing up in South Philly. And I try to empathize. Maybe they had a brother, father, husband, or uncle who served in Vietnam, who died or returned home missing parts of their body, or came back a different person. While Vietnam War media coverage talked about loss, regret, and failed diplomacy, those families were perhaps trying to salvage some kind of brave memory for their fallen soldier. And the only way they knew how was by resenting my existence, hating that I got to live with my freedom in their America. I know most people grieve in different ways, but that psychological projection is the form I hate the most, driving the false narrative that I, my family, and the approximately 130,000 Southeast Asians resettled as refugees in the U.S., we were all saved by American soldiers. We know that's not true. The unsuspecting villagers, many of them children, whose lives and limbs are still claimed by the unexploded bombs that contaminate 30% of Laos, know that's not true. The American soldiers who flew those planes from 1964 to 1973 in over 580,000 bombing missions know that's not true. After 40 years, does America still care? For those of us watching this documentary now, why are we doing it? Perhaps to get acknowledgement? A little shout-out in such a long saga of American history? It is this psychology my parents have gotten used to. Let them say what they want. What matters is that you are alive. But for me, being alive is what allows for us to make sure that the stories that get told about us are told by us. And when it comes to war, despite how many are fighting, it really only has two sides, before and after. For WHYY, I'm Katsi Vilayfawn.
For more commentaries featuring voices from the Philadelphia region, visit whyy.org.